I'm Kim Kennedy, and I'm here with Elle and Susan Locke. It's always a joy to visit with our listeners. We heard from one yesterday who had such glowing comments to make about the station, and we're working hard to talk about things that matter here. And before we jump into it, we always like to share a word from the Word. And in Revelation 1:8, John, writing under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." So if that doesn't calm our fears and concern that our great God is in it from the start to the finish, and it's a challenge for us, Susan and Elle, to keep our eyes focused on that and to realize that he is leading and guiding till the end.
That's exactly the same thing that he's been impressing upon me the last 2 days. Just those two words, I am, I am.
A lot of comfort in that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He is the great I am.
Well, we have it looks like a major storm coming up the coast, but it's changing yet this morning. So I just want to encourage our listeners to pay attention to that and be safe this weekend. But I wanted to start off, Elle and Susan, with reminding our listeners about an event that's coming up, which I dare say most of you don't know about. But WFYL is a member of an organization called BIB. That stands for Believers in Business. And it's a wonderful organization that's open to believers and unbelievers alike. They don't discriminate. And there's four chapters. The main chapter is in Allentown. That's huge. And then they have a spin-off from that, Easton, which is pretty big. And then the newer chapters, there's one in Quakertown and a brand new one in Lansdale. And next Wednesday, October 7th, they're having a four-chapter event. It's a big, huge event, and anybody is invited who wants to check it out. Feel free to show up at Cody's Diner, and it's super easy to find. You take 476 North, you get off the Quakertown exit, and right across from it is Cody's Diner. So it's not like you turn here, turn there. It just go up 476 North and take the Quakertown exit, and there it is. So it's $16. That covers your breakfast. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet a ton of people, to network. The one thing that I appreciate, the number one thing, Susan, I really appreciate about this group is the emphasis on praying for your business, praying for other people. You don't see that in too many other networking groups where people pray about each other's businesses.
That's wonderful.
So it's the Building Alliance Workshop, October 7th. And for more details about this, we encourage you to contact Clay Smith. And he can be reached at 610-762-8054. So please check that out. This is a group that is worth investigating. I know for a fact that they would like to open chapters in Chester County. So if we have any listeners in that area would like to get a chapter launched there, make the effort to attend this and get to know people and check this out. You can also go to bibnetwork.org. That's B-I-B as in Believers in Business Network.org. Elle, I think you had some things that you wanted to share this morning.
I did. I just want to alert our listeners, if you have the chance at noon, from noon to one, to listen to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. The last 2 days, we had almost unprecedented people on there to comment on the current situation. Former Majority Leader Tom DeLay from Texas called in, and also Congressman Mark Meadows, who's in the Congress now, and David Kistler's congressional district. And Mark has been leading the opposition, the Christian conservative opposition, to some of the things that are going on in Washington. And the two people, you can go on our webpage and listen to it if you can't listen from noon to one, but it's really groundbreaking news stories, because they relate the news in regard to the prophecies of the Bible in regard to the Bible from a Christian perspective, the news according to a Christian perspective. So I really like you to think about listening. If you want to, from 8 till 9 at night, we replay the noon program so you can listen then. There's so many things happening. This is, as they say on the program, this is almost a fulfillment of the prophecies of the end times. Russia just essentially sent a whole bunch of their most advanced jets to Syria, and they snuck them in by having a cargo plane fly with its identification codes beaming, and the jets flew very, very close to the cargo plane with their transponders off. In other words, they hid the fact they were bringing fighter jets to Syria. And now the Russians are basically bombing ISIS, and they're trying to prop up Assad. The Syrians are allies of Iran. They're allies of now Iraq. After all the blood, sweat, and treasure we basically invested in Iraq, they seem to be allies to Iran and Syria. I'll leave our listeners to make their own judgments, but this administration is beyond redemption in numerous ways, and essentially you need to get it into your mind. You have to vote, and you have to change things, because this is really something. That's John McCain was on the Senate floor yesterday discussing all this. It's just momentous times, and you need to pray most of all. You need to pray for our country. You need to pray for the world. Because of the refugee problems and everything, it's momentous times. Also, breaking in the news is Planned Parenthood. They had the president of Planned Parenthood being interviewed. Laura Ingraham's on this radio station was disclosing her comments, and essentially the president of Planned Parenthood earns over $500,000 a year.
$525,000 a year.
And a lot of that money comes from taxpayers, you and I. You need to call them. You need to contact your U.S. Congressman, Ryan Costello, or Senator Toomey, the senator, and basically complain that we don't want our taxpayer money going to people who are essentially selling U.S. American baby body parts. It makes me furious. And essentially, they're talking about buying Maseratis with the profits from these poor aborted babies. And this is not the country that I grew up in. And basically, these people have turned it into a, I'm not going to say it. But beyond that, I mean, what more can you say? What's happening? But there's a poll out. The American public's trust in the media is at an all-time low. Things have only gotten to be this bad by the media glossing over a lot of these things, and apparently the trust, when they did this poll, the trust in the media has never been as low as it is now.
I think they brought it out on the noon program that it's just a little above a cockroach or something.
Well said.
Okay, I'll give it back to you, Susan. You seem to have, and Kim.
Well, I appreciate the talk show hosts that we have on the station. Laura Ingraham does a wonderful job, and she was playing clips of Nancy Pelosi talking about how, well, you know that those films have been edited, those videos are
edited.
And
she hasn't watched them, Susan.
No,
she's
admitted it. She hasn't seen them. It's just like the health care bill. We'll read it after we pass it. Don't bother me with the facts. Don't tell me anything. I don't need to know anything, as it can't be true. So, you know, I'm not going to think about that. It's just ridiculous.
But you know that, Al and Susan, we beat this drum here all the time, but we encourage our listeners, get involved in the process. An interesting article I was reading the other day, guys, was that part of the reason that Boehner was removed was that constituents all around the country were putting so much pressure on their representatives about him. Mm-hmm. They were feeling the heat. It
yes.
works.
Yes, it does. And remember, Beth Ann Mumford with Americans for Prosperity is on our station now from 8 to 8:30 on Monday mornings with her Citizens Update. And she has made the point a number of times that 17 calls into a legislator's office will make a difference. If 17 people in the district will let their voices be heard. It's enough to make a difference.
And let it be said, Susan, here, that we don't advocate calling people and cussing and fussing.
No, not harassing them.
No.
Just make your views known. Let them know what you think about these things.
Exactly.
Don't let them think that nobody cares.
That's right.
They can get away with anything.
Over 60% of the Republicans interviewed in another poll said they felt betrayed by the Republican leadership. So that says a lot, betrayed. So, yes, you're in the majority if you feel the way I do about that. They need to take some action. They need to get off their duffs and basically do something.
Well, and the fact that they let that go through this week, you know, not to defund it, is sickening. It's just sickening.
And one other thing, and I guess we'll talk about this at the next break, is, folks, we need to keep the heat on our representatives in Harrisburg, because it looks like, Al, I'm sure you're following this, that they may be cutting a deal.
Well,
that would not work to our favor, trying to shove through Wolf's outrageous tax increases.
They're doing a lot of things.
You need to be informed. You really need to contact your legislators about these things.
Well, we're up against a break, folks. Please stay with us. We're going to continue our conversation shortly.
Thank you for listening to us here on 1180 WFYL, where we are working for your liberty and things that matter.
Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. You're the one who goes before me, and in my heart I know that this good day, it is a gift from you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to It's a New Day. Here at 1180 WFYL.
We're glad to have you with us, folks. It's always a pleasure to have our listeners with us, and we're looking at a rather overcast day. I don't think it's supposed to be that rainy, but it's been a cloudy week all week, but in spite of that, we've had some interesting stuff going on here on our It's a New Day program. 1180, I want to encourage you to check us out on Facebook. We are on Facebook. Like us. We have a variety of posts we hear from our advertisers, things that they have going on, political stuff, things that you need to hear about. Our regular contributors, Commonwealth Foundation, Americans for Prosperity, always have great posts, pertinent information that you need to know about with links on them. So check us out at 1180 AM WFYL. And we'll be glad to have you as a new friend.
And we'd like to welcome all those who are just joining us on the air right now. It's October 1st, 2015. The days are getting shorter, and we are a daytime station, which means we only broadcast over the air during daylight hours. When the sun comes up, the sun goes down. Those are the parameters for our broadcast time. We stream 24/7. You can always hear us, as Kim's saying, either online or on your phone, on your mobile device. But we begin broadcasting this month, October, at 7:15. That's when we sign on. So if you missed the first segment of this program today, we were Kim mentioned Believers in Business, which we're a member of, and what a great organization that is.
Absolutely, Susan. This is an organization that it's a networking event, but it's with a twist on it that it's a Christian-centered one, and prayer is a prominent feature of this group. Praying for each other's business, praying, you know, there's a prayer line where they text prayer requests to each other, whatever it is. It's a great organization. It started in Allentown. That's a huge chapter. There's a chapter in Easton. There's one in Quakertown, and now a brand new one in Lansdale. And as I mentioned, any Chester County listeners or elsewhere, they're looking to grow. So if you're looking for a networking group that's Christian, and you don't have to be a Christian to come, you know, they don't discriminate that way. You can come and check it out. It's a wonderful fellowship, wonderful time, very uplifting. But they're having a big networking event on Wednesday, October 7th at 7:30 at Cody's Diner. Super easy to find. You take 476 North, get off the Quakertown exit, and across from the exit, there's Cody's Diner. It starts at 7:30, and it's $16. It's called the Building Alliances Workshop. For more information, you can contact Clay Smith at 610-762-8054. And you can also check it out at BIB. That's B as in business, I as in business, BIB org, and you can find out more information there. So please feel free to join us.
We also mentioned our noon program. Al was talking about Stand in the Gap today. We're so pleased to have that program. Al, maybe you could just recap that.
Just briefly, we've had two tremendous shows the last 2 days. One featured former Majority Leader Tom DeLay commenting on the Constitution and why the Republicans are doing what they're doing from a former insider's viewpoint. And also current Congressman Mark Meadows was on. He's led the opposition to some of the Republican leaders and policies. Both Tom and Mark are very strong Christians and really groundbreaking programs. You can go to our website, to the podcast, and listen to those two programs. But it's really worth hearing. We're really in amazing times. The Russians have brought airplanes, advanced fighter jets into Syria, and they're bombing ISIS, and they're warning the United States to stay away. This is a confrontation of first order. We'll see how it all turns out, but you need to pray, because this is unprecedented, and it's the program Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler are relating the news from a Bible perspective. And so this is all an end times situation where the Valley of Armageddon is right next to Syria in the northern part of Israel. So this is all shaping up. Iran, Iraq, and Syria and Russia are all allies now. So this is, you need to pray about this, because it definitely has big effects on our country. Senator McCain was on the floor of the Senate yesterday speaking about this situation, which isn't good at all. Also, the Congress has been questioning the president of Planned Parenthood. She admitted that she's earning over $500,000 a year. The U.S. government subsidizes Planned Parenthood to the tune of millions of dollars, and at the same time, they're admitting it's recorded that they're selling baby parts, and it's like these are American children, and it's an outrage. It's just an outrage, and they're talking about buying Maserati $200,000 plus automobiles and the profits from this despicable, almost unbelievable practice. So beyond all that, another news item we discussed briefly was the trust in the media is at an all-time low, and we never would have gotten to the situation we're in now if the media wouldn't be basically avoiding disclosing the terrifically bad things that are going on. So this radio station is trying to make up for that, and we're doing the best we can here. But that kind of summarizes what we said when we weren't broadcasting. So I hope that brings everybody more or less up to speed.
One other thing, Kim, I wonder if you could repeat the Bible verse that you shared earlier this morning, because this is we really must keep our focus.
Yes.
On the Lord.
Yeah. You remember the old time song, Susan? In times like these, mm-hmm. we need a Savior.
Mm-hmm. When it's very dark all around, His light shines.
Indeed. And reading this morning in the book of Revelation, verse 8 really jumped out at me. And Susan, you had some good thoughts on that. But the word says, a word from the word, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. So the challenge is to keep our gaze focused on that fact, that He knows the end from the beginning. And my challenge is to keep my eyes on Him, that disciplined gaze, I call it, and follow Him, because He's going to lead us right. And we encourage our listeners to do the same.
That's the challenge for all of us, not to be rattled, not to be shaken, but to keep our eyes firmly on Him. He is the great and.
Yes, indeed. So we pass that encouragement on to you, our listeners.
Gary Dahl always ends the noon program by saying, keep looking up. The best is yet to come.
That's
we have a great hope in the Lord. We have a great hope no matter what is happening around us.
But with that, we also encourage you folks is to find that balance in life. We have a program here called The Balanced Life that airs every Saturday at 8. We have a quality program that talks about trying to be balanced from a Christ-centered perspective and keeping priorities straight in our lives. And we have some great guests on who talk about how they
really
achieve
do.
It. It's wonderful.
Men and women.
Yeah, we're having Dennis Gaiman on this Saturday, mm-hmm. correct, Susan? Mm-hmm. And he's with Dennis Gaiman Builders, and he's just a quality person. But the key is to occupy till He comes, correct, Al? That God wants us to be busy serving Him until that moment when He calls us home.
That's right. We've had some tremendous people on this show at this time. The Testas were on yesterday. I hope we get their truck posted on our Facebook page, because their truck is really something that has a big cross and all kinds of... their name is Alpha and Omega, their organization.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back right after this break at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to It's a New Day here on 1180 WFYL.
Good morning and welcome to It's a New Day. We're so glad to have you with us, folks. I'm Kim Kennedy, joined with Elle and Susan Locke.
Good morning, everyone.
This Thursday morning, Susan and Elle, we've got a lot going on in the news. There's a lot of stuff going on. Elle, I know that you have some issues that you'd like to discuss with our listeners.
Yes, I do. As I mentioned earlier, Russia's moved advanced fighter aircraft into Syria. They've snuck them in, essentially flying them with their transponders off, very close to a cargo plane that has had their transponders on. And now they're actually striking targets in Syria, trying to prop up the Assad regime. Also, there's a Chinese aircraft carrier, the only one they have, but supposedly it's off the Syrian coast, and the Iran, Syria, and even Iraq have joined in a coalition. It's really worth listening to our noon show, where things are developed in detail according to what the Bible has predicted in prophecy, but just what the news is saying right now. Franklin Graham is saying Russian airstrikes may save Christian lives. And the Russian church, which is very strongly controlled by Putin, is saying the ISIS fight is a holy battle. They more or less back Putin almost every time. Of course, he backs the Russian church. The Russians, traditionally down through the ages, have been a very strong, strong force in Russia. Kremlin is actually a large part of a Russian church. A lot of the artwork and everything in Russia is basically Christian. The Russians have fought for centuries, perhaps a thousand years, against the Muslims. And essentially, they've been attacked in recent years in the southern part of Russia by the Christians. And they even put bombs in one of the Moscow train stations to attack Russia. So the Russians are committed to fighting the Muslims. It's in their tradition. The Russian church backs this effort. And Putin, as we've discussed, and you really need to tune into the noon program, is attacking the Ukraine, which formerly was a part of the USSR, and they feel like it still should be part of Russia. And so they've taken over large parts of eastern Ukraine. And so this is Putin is acting like the big powers of old, like Hitler, who invaded Czechoslovakia because they had German ethnic groups there, and so on and so forth. So this whole situation is fraught with danger. As I said earlier, last segment, everybody needs to pray. This is a big-time exposure. The United States is no longer the superpower it used to be, because the president has chosen to disarm the United States in a major degree. And this is what happens every time when the United States is disarmed. Truman disarmed the United States right before the Korean War, and the Korean War happened, and it goes on and on. We're very weak. Our army during World War II, at the beginning of World War II, was smaller than the Polish army. And this is, you know, we just can't allow ourselves to get weak. When we do, other powers will take advantage of it. We need to protect Israel, and we need to keep our forces at high alert, upgrade our equipment, make sure it's ready for any situation, so those situations don't develop, so we don't get into other wars. And you really need to vote, because votes do matter. They absolutely do matter. And without voting for the right people, we're going to have continuing situations. Right now, we need to pray. This is the whole world stage is at a very, very tipping point situation, because the Russians, the Chinese, and other groups are basically thinking about changing from the dollar as a reserve currency to a new world currency. If they do that, that could lower our standard of living by as much as 30%. That would be really affect everybody here in the United States. And you just need to realize that votes do matter. You need to register to vote. You need to vote some of the people who aren't doing their job out. And we need to get involved. And people are getting involved on a nationwide situation. I think the party chairman, one of the leaders of the Louisiana Republican Party, is really in the face of the National Republican Party. 60% of the Republican voters polled say the Republican leadership has betrayed them. And we really need to push back on some of these, you know, just unilateral disarmament is absolutely a disaster. We can't allow that to happen. And but a lot of things are happening. I don't know what your feelings are, Susan and Kim, about it.
I would just like to mention to listeners that we would welcome phone calls. You can call in at 610-539-TALK-8255, 610-539-TALK-8255, to share your opinions. I was just looking at WorldNet Daily, talking about how this is shaping up, and China is sending an aircraft carrier, a provocative act that it hasn't invoked against the U.S. interests since the Vietnam War era.
One of the things coming up on the news, too, is that presidential candidate Trump has said he'll send the Syrian refugees back if elected. And that's, you really feel for the refugees. The bottom line is that they need to be resettled back in Syria. They need to be helped in Syria. To put these enclaves of 1,000 or 5,000 refugees here in the United States is creating a minimal mini Syria here in the United States. And these people aren't used to the United States. They don't really realize our customs or our rule of law. And when it's happened in Europe, the enclaves have taken on a rule of their own. And the French police, for one, don't even go into the enclaves because they're so unwelcome they could be attacked there. We can't break up our country into, it's an invasion. It's Donald Trump is right in this case. We really don't want, I mean, feel for the Muslim refugees. We want to help the Muslim refugees from Syria, but we should have helped them a long time ago. Our president has been derelict in duty by not reacting stronger, by not helping by not helping Syria sooner. I remember 3 years ago, the Marine Corps conducted large-scale exercises in an invasion of Syria. Now, that's the kind of, I'm not saying we should have invaded Syria, but I am saying we should have threatened to do that to get Assad to step down. Somebody like Trump probably could have negotiated and turned this situation around before we're in, you know, millions of refugees are streaming into Europe. This is like a calamity of major, major proportion. Please pray out there, because we are having a major, major world-changing situations happening all around.
This article in WorldNet Daily by Joseph Farah says, according to Russian Senator Igor Morozov, Beijing has agreed to dispatch naval forces, including an aircraft carrier, to Syria alongside a Russian military force that will join Hezbollah and Iranian army regulars in Syria, an immediate neighbor to the north of Israel, and Iraq to fight ISIS. Now, this is both good news and bad news. He says the good news is somebody's got to fight ISIS, and it's clearly not going to be the U.S. under Barack Obama. Somebody's got to soundly defeat and destroy ISIS, and that's clearly not going to be the U.S. while Obama's around. Bad news, it's going to be a coalition of Russia, Iran, China, and Hezbollah in the Middle East, something that sounds vaguely out of the worst apocalyptic visions of John the Revelator. He says Obama has left this vacuum wide open for two powerful nuclear nations to bring the U.S. down, one or both of which was responsible for the greatest act of cyber warfare in the history of the world against the U.S., hacking into government computers and getting data on every past and present federal employee, including spies and military personnel, just months ago. And China is sending an aircraft carrier, something that hasn't happened since the Vietnam War era.
You know, Susan, this refers back to the verse we read this morning.
I was thinking the same thing.
That the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, mm-hmm. his plan is being worked out.
It is.
So
it is.
We can't encourage our listeners enough to look to the Bible, because, Susan, is the Bible more relevant now than it has ever been?
Yes, it always has been, but certainly we're seeing things. I remember David Kistler saying yesterday that he's seeing things unfold before his eyes that he never thought he would see in his lifetime, but here it is. And indeed, these things are unfolding before our eyes. It's an amazing time to be alive.
So Scripture says, look up, for our redemption draws nigh.
Right.
Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Good morning and welcome back to It's a New Day. I'm Kim Kennedy, joined with Susan Locke.
Good morning, everyone.
We're delighted to have you, and we're going to jump right into it because we have one of our favorites here at WFYL, Laurie Kane. Laurie is a Christian career coach and founder of Find Hope for Today. After 28 years in software engineering, Laurie, at Motorola, you believed God was calling you to do something more with your life?
I did, and thank you for having me.
We're glad you're here. You have an event coming up this Saturday, and I was hoping that you would share the details with our listeners.
Sure. We have a Live a Balanced Life event coming up this week, and we have four speakers who will be talking about how to regain energy. I'll be talking about basically how to unplug from email, because we all know how all those electronic devices can take over our lives. Another one of the people will be talking about how to increase your spiritual connection with God. And it's at Elm Terrace Gardens in Lansdale. And then I have another event coming up next weekend.
Okay, so you got a lot going on.
I do.
Laurie, where can people go to find out about this information? Is there a website?
Yes, they would go to my website, which is findhopefortoday.com. And that's the number 4. So findhope, the number 4, today.com/balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E. And that's for the one for this Saturday.
Okay, and then we have another one coming up. You're hosting Discover God's Purpose for Your Life Workshop on Saturday, October 10th from 8:30 to noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in North Wales. And you shared with me that this is an interactive workshop where participants will be talking about career choices and their passions, shape, I believe you call it. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So, Kim, when I was working at Motorola, after about 25 years, I had those prowling the house at 2 in the morning nights, and I knew that I wanted to do something more with my life. God was tapping me on the shoulder and saying, okay, Laurie, your kids are grown, time to do something else. So I went to the seminary, Hatfield Biblical Seminary, great place. And as part of that, I took a class called Formation and Mission, and one of the books that really made a difference in my life was called Shape by Eric Ries. And what it's about, it's looking at how God made you and then taking that and applying it to your career, to your family life, to your volunteering. And the acronym SHAPE stands for, S is for your spiritual gifts. Are you an administrator? Are you a mentor? What's your heart? What are you passionate about? Are you passionate about children's issues? Are you passionate about the environment? The A is your abilities. Are you a leader? Are you a organizer? P is your personality. Do you like high risk, low risk, variety? And then E is your experiences. So God takes all of those things, even the good and the bad experiences, and helps shape you. And by finding out what God wants you to do with your life and living that out, you wake up every morning excited to go to work or excited to live God's purpose for your life.
That's wonderful. And I was reading this over and I thought to myself, some people might be tempted to say, you know what? I just can't afford to take time out of my life right now. There's a lot of pressure on me, or I'm putting all my energies into my job search or building that new business. What would you say to that person who you would suggest stop and pause and research it and evaluate what you're doing and how you're doing it?
Yeah, because basically this is an investment in yourself. It's stopping and looking at how God made you. It's a workshop. It's 3.5 hours. And actually, the number one comment I get from the previous participants is it's too short. I'm like, oh, Lord. They want me to make it 5 or 6 hours because there's just so much there when you start to look at yourself. And previous participants have actually went out and made a difference in the community. One woman started a Haiti mission. It's once you start to understand how God made you, you feel more fulfilled. You wake up with a passion. Wouldn't it be nice to jump out of bed each day instead of want to throw the covers over your head and jump back into bed?
That's great. And
great advice.
It really is, Susan. And I think that it applies to any person at any stage of their life?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have people coming to the workshop who are just starting their careers or just looking at college options. And I've got some people who are retired who are like, okay, now I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands. And it's not all about me. What do I want to do that God wants me to do? And that's the key.
It can be very exciting.
It is very exciting. Yeah.
Well, we have to consider Moses, who didn't start his first job till he was 80 years old.
Yep.
So it ain't over till it's over. Don't be tempted to say, well, at this point in life, this happens, that happens. God is full of surprises.
He is. There will be no burning bushes at the workshop, though. I'll tell you that. But we do have a workbook that you work on as you look at all the different aspects of how God made you. So.
And the key here, too, Lori, is it's not one and done. You will work with people on an ongoing basis, on a fee basis.
Yes, exactly. So basically, when people leave the workshop, they'll be, this is basically the start of a journey. As we all know, you know, it's not about basically just the destination, which we all hope is heaven, but it's part of the journey of getting there and walking with God. And that's what this workshop helps people to start with.
That's wonderful, Lori.
That really is. And once again, Lori, we talked a little bit about believers in business, mm-hmm. and talked about how networking from a Christian perspective and the aspect of prayer and mm-hmm. how that cannot be underestimated, yeah. especially in times like these. Susan and I were talking about that old hymn earlier. In times like these, you need a savior. And in every aspect of life, it is just so important to seek God first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm. I love the description you gave of yourself prowling the house at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
There are those times when you just know there's something more, but you don't know what it is. That sounds like you're a great resource for people.
Thank you.
To answer that question.
And Kim, if I could give the website for signing up for the workshop?
Yes, please do. It's
the same website as the Balance Workshop. It's findhope4today.com, and it's /purpose. Nice and easy, /purpose. What's God's purpose for your life?
And you still have open seats?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yep.
So, Lori, go over for us again. There's two events.
There's the Balanced Life Workshop, which mm-hmm. is this Saturday, which Melanie will be talking more about. And then the Saturday after that, October 10th, is my Discover God's Purpose for Your Life Workshop at St. Peter's in North Wales.
Excellent. Excellent. These folks are worthwhile. I know Lori and I know Melanie, and I can personally vouch for you and say that these are quality people who are thoughtful, who know what they're talking about. Lori has helped a dear friend of mine. And what I appreciate about you, Lori, is you don't tell people what to think. You provoke them to thought.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to put it.
And
that's what a coach does.
Exactly. And the self-discovery, that's the best method. That's what Christ did.
It is.
He made people stop and pause, and some people didn't like what they were thinking, but others embraced it and were thankful for it. So I would suggest to you folks, every person at one point in their life has been like, where do I turn now? Proverbs says that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So, Lori, you could be one of those counselors.
Yeah. And so, Kim, that reminds me of one thing for the workshop. The thing that I was surprised the most about the workshop is at the end, we brainstorm together as to how to use your shape in basically, like I said, in your work, in your family life. And it's great to see people come together and help each other. And that was the thing that actually surprised me the most. And I'm looking forward to it again.
That's really cool. You're blessed in order to be a blessing.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Well, folks, please, if you are in a position where you're looking for some help there, or you know someone who is, like Lori mentioned, a recent college graduate, someone in transition, an older person, tell them to check this out. Go to findhope4today.com. That's the number 4. And Lori, direct them from there. How do they sign up for this on the website?
So for the workshop for balance, it would be the Find Hope for Today /balance for Live a Balanced Life. For the Discover God's Purpose for Your Life, it'd be Find Hope for Today /purpose. You could also, there's my contact information on there as well. So feel free to reach out to me directly.
Okay, wonderful. Folks, we're up against a break, and we'll be continuing right after this. Please stay with us on WFYL 1180 AM.
Song of praise on this good day.
Good morning and welcome back to It's a New Day at WFYL 1180 Radio. We are so glad that you are with us this morning. And we're just getting into a really great conversation with Laurie Kane, who is a Christian career change and founder, career coach and founder of FindHopeForToday.com. And Laurie, I hope you're not too upset with me for botching your name there.
Not a problem.
And we're also joined by Melanie Stewart, a certified health and lifestyle coach. She supports clients in achieving their goals and passions through an integrated approach, finding balance in spirituality, exercise, career, relationships, and nutrition. Melanie, welcome.
Good morning, Laurie and Kim. Thank you for having me on.
We are so glad that you ladies are here. You have very important things to share. You address very important issues in people's lives that too often are overlooked. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely.
I know, Melanie, you definitely would. And before we jump into talking about the seminars, because, Melanie, I know that you work hand-in-hand with Laurie. You do joint presentations together. Laurie, would you talk a little bit more about the upcoming Believers in Business event, the Alliance Building Relationship, that would be next Wednesday, October 7th?
Sure. So basically there are now four Believers in Business organizations, chapters, and we launched the new one in Lansdale just this month in September, and we will be meeting twice a month, the first and third Wednesdays in Lansdale. But one of the things that's very exciting is periodically all four of the chapters get together, and it's called the Building Alliance Workshop on October 7th at the Cody Restaurant, K-O-D-Y, and it's a great chance for people to get together and meet other Christians and basically be able to network. And all guests are invited. There is a fee of $16 for breakfast, but we would love to meet new people there as well.
And we were sharing during the break, Laurie, that the one thing we really appreciate this group is the emphasis on prayer. Mm-hmm. And you brought up some good points about this. Could you share that with our listeners?
Sure. First, I totally agree with Kim about prayer. I worked at Motorola for 28 years, and we never started a meeting with prayer. I can tell you that right now. I might have been praying before I went into the meeting, but that wasn't a part of it. Whereas in the Believers in Business, prayer and waiting for God's guidance and just feeling God as part of the meeting is really one of the key points. I just really leave energized when I go to the BIB meetings. And another part is that we have discussions around Christian issues and business. For example, we talked about practical ways to share the gospel while making money, or we talked about how to hear from God about the next steps for your business. And then it's a group discussion, so you get the input of other Christian believers when you're struggling with things. And that's one of the things that I like, is that we hold each other up in prayer and that we help each other.
And that's so important, that network that we were talking earlier about in Proverbs, where it says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And I have often found that sometimes it's like looking at a picture from one angle, and then someone comes alongside you and says, look at it from the, and it's just like, how did I miss that?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what friends do.
That is.
So I'm excited about what you ladies are doing. I think it's wonderful. You're both very thoughtful ladies, and you put a lot of effort and energy into these upcoming seminars. Melanie, I'm going to ask you to jump in, and if I can ask you, why are Americans so wired and tired?
Thanks, Kim. Great question, because, you know, we live in a 24/7 digital global world these days, and our bodies weren't designed for that. I'm thankful God created us very uniquely, but he didn't create us to be on 24/7. And I think we get accustomed to all the digital and technology that we have. I even know people that keep their phone by their bed and let the Facebook notify them, and they just think they may miss something and have to look at that. So I don't know if you know, but there is research after research that shows just chronic long-term stress can lead to stroke, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, a number of things that we don't realize how stressed we are in this digital world. So I do recommend for people to just think about unplugging. Is it for an hour? Is it for a day? Try not having that phone by your bed at night, and that will reap huge benefits.
It makes you wonder, Melanie, what did we do before all these gadgets? We lived life, didn't we?
We did.
We took a walk with our husband or spend time with our kids. Amazing.
That's a novel idea.
Yeah.
What are your recommendations to get a good night's sleep? Because a lot of people, I know people who tell me that they just don't sleep at night.
Yes, that is a huge challenge for Americans today. And I really think about that in three areas: your environment, your mind, and your body. And first, I'll tap first into that unplugged word I mentioned. Think about unplugging an hour before bed, and that means no phone, TV. Just start to tell your body and your brain to wind down, because all the digital devices tell our brains to stay on, with the exception of the text version Kindle. So read from your Kindle to calm you before you go to bed. But that's just one of the many reasons we stay turned on during the night and can't fall asleep. But how about the environment? Is it dark, cool, and quiet? Is your alarm clock staring you in the face? That's another light that keeps us turned on during the night. Do you really have to see what time it is when you wake up if you've got your alarm set? And speaking of alarms, here's another one. Set an alarm to go to bed. I know I get tied up into reading and then I lose track of time. Set an alarm to go to bed. We set one to wake up.
That's a great idea.
And our bodies, progressive muscle relaxation. I talk more about that in my coaching or the workshops, but it's known to help you fall asleep 30 minutes earlier and get that good 60 to 90 minutes more of that REM sleep, that good quality sleep. And lastly, I'll throw in the mind. Just be grateful for five things before you nod off.
Great idea.
Getting your mind tuned into it can be a really lousy bad day, but usually we can find five things to be grateful for. So just a few starters there about trying to think about changing your bedtime routine and starting to get a little bit more sleep.
I really appreciate that. Those are tips. You kind of like, we have cheat sheets in here where we have remember to do such and such things. I think we should have little 4x5 cards with remember to do these things, these tips, to establish these as habits, because they're great suggestions. Melanie, where can listeners learn more? Where can they get more detail about what you're talking about?
They can visit my website at healthybalancewithmelanie.com. And I just launched a new website, so they can even download a free energizing, sustaining energy tips. Just visit healthybalancewithmelanie.com and feel free to download a page of great tips.
And at the Live a Balanced Life workshop this Saturday, October 3rd, can you give us the details about that?
Sure. We'd love to have you. It'll be a fun, interactive workshop. We recognize people are challenged with all of the things in life. And so we give people the opportunity to just come for a couple of hours and think about what areas are out of balance. And then we have four specialists that talk with different segments about different areas in our life to think about how we can fine tune that. So we have Lori Kane, who you've heard from this morning. She'll talk about how to simplify your life. And Christine Labrum is a spiritual director, and she'll talk about how to gain a deeper connection with God. And Mary Reinfeld is a certified financial planner. Mm. She'll talk about the different aspects of finances. I know we can all have challenges with finances, no matter what the situation is. So she brings in a lot of aspects to help us tame that financial stress. And then, of course, I'll talk about different aspects to regain energy. I know a lot of us would always like a little more energy, but we can talk about how to sustain that energy. So please join us, and don't forget to register today. Today's the last day to register at findhopefortoday.com/balance. You may have heard that website before with some of the other workshops Lori's talked about, but you can also register for the Live a Balanced Life this coming Saturday morning, 9:30. The doors will open and it'll be over by noon. So we really encourage people to sign up and join us for Saturday.
Oh, that's at Elms Terrace, Melanie?
It is in Elm Terrace Gardens on Broad Street in Lansdale.
Okay. And is this open to men and women, or is this women only?
That's a great question. It is open to men and women.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to have the diversity and the interaction of everyone.
I really appreciate this. I encourage our listeners to attend this. I think this will be so helpful. And I really think it'll be just an encouragement and a help. If you know someone who could benefit from this, we suggest that you pass on the information, the contact information, healthybalancewithmelanie.com. You also have your phone number, Melanie, 610 291-0972, that they can contact you for more details. I also have a special to pass on that you're offering a 20% discount to any listener who joins in your signature energizing coaching program. All you have to do is say, hey, I heard about you on a WFYL 1180 AM. I want to find out more about this and participate. I understand you're offering a 20% discount. So
yes, I would love to hear from any of the listeners out there today. Just please call me or go to my website and contact me via the healthybalancewithmelanie.com. And I offer a complimentary energizing discovery session free to you. It's all about you. We do a consultation to see if it's a right fit for us to work together. If not, I try to refer you to someone else, but don't let anything stand in your way from a free 50-minute conversation. It could change your life.
Oh, that's excellent. Great information. We're coming up against a break, folks, but we have a couple more minutes with Lori and Melanie, so please stay with us on It's a New Day.
Lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. You're the one who goes before me, and in my heart I know that this good day, it is a gift.
Good morning and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Kim Kennedy, joined with Susan Locke. We welcome you folks. And we've been having just a really quality conversation with Laurie Kane of Find Hope for Today. That's the number 4, findhopefortoday.com. And she's going to be participating. She's going to be busy this Saturday. She's working with Melanie Stewart of Healthy Balance in a seminar at Elms Terrace in Lansdale. I'm going to ask Melanie in a couple minutes just to give a brief recap of that. Laurie has a seminar October 10th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. She's a certified health and lifestyle coach, and that is going to center around career choices. And I'm going to ask her to give a brief recap of that. But Laurie can be reached at findhopefortoday.com, as I said. And also, if you want to call her and have a personal conversation, call her at 267-640-5094. Melanie, also, you can be reached at 610-291-0972. This is open to men and women, both of these events. Laurie, recap again the October 10th event, a brief recap of what is going to take place there and how to get a hold of you to register for it.
Sure. So on Saturday, October 10th, starting at 8:30 till noon, I'm going to be hosting an interactive workshop called Discover God's Purpose for Your Life, and it's at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, North Wales. To sign up, you would go to findhopefortoday.com. That's findhopefortoday.com/purpose. And what we'll be looking at is how God made you, and then how to apply that to your work and career, your family life, or your volunteer. And basically, we'll be working interactively with the other guests. And once you know what God wants you to do or the start of the journey, you just wake up feeling so much more fulfilled and excited for the day.
Okay. So please, folks, check that out. And Melanie, you are going to be working with Laurie tomorrow, Saturday. I'm jumping ahead here, wishful thinking. On Saturday, October 3rd, tell us more about that seminar.
Sure. That's a Live a Balanced Life workshop. Saturday morning, doors open at 9:30. We'll start at 9:45, in by noon. But we will have 4 delightful guests there to have a fun, interactive workshop of how you can live a life of more harmony, vitality, and joy. And Lori will be there talking about how to simplify your life. I'll talk about how you can regain energy. And then we'll also have Christine Labrum, a spiritual director, talking about how to find a deeper connection with God. And Mary Reinfeld will talk about how to tame financial stress. So that's Saturday morning, but register today, last day to register today at findhopefortoday.com/balance. And we will have materials, delicious, healthy snacks, and a lot of tools and tips that you can really apply today.
And that 20% discount applies to the October 3rd event. If you're a WFYL listener, make sure you mention that to Melanie, and every little bit helps. So,
and I'll clarify, that 20% discount is if people want to join me in my six-month energizing coaching program.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah, but we would love to have them on Saturday, and that's at Elm Terrace Gardens in Lansdale.
Okay, and this is a great way for you to get to know these ladies and what they're talking about. They're friends of the station, and I know, Susan, you recommend them. We've known them for close to a year now.
Yes.
And we can personally vouch that this isn't something light, shallow. These are women of substance who know what they're talking about, who've studied. And I've asked them to share from their own experiences some memorable cases, if I can put it that way, that have stood out to you. Lori, what do you commonly hear when you talk to people?
So there are a couple of different situations that I've been able to help people with as the Christian career coach. Right now, I'm working with a young lady who is just starting college and is kind of confused about where to go, what major to pursue. And so we've been looking at, like I talked about for the Discover God's Purpose, we're looking at her shape. What are the gifts God's given her? What are her abilities? And what does she like to do? Because if you're made to be an engineer and every day you get up to be an accountant, you're going to hate your job. 40 hours is going to seem like 60. So I really want to help her to refine that. I've also helped people who were like me and mid-career transition where you're like, okay, 28 years at Motorola, been there, done that. And now I want to find something more with my life. I want to look at something more meaningful so that I get up each day and jump out of bed. And then the third person that I've helped recently was somebody who is new in the career and looking at how to find the niche and also deal with politics. 28 years at Motorola, purchased 3 times in the last 3 years. I understand politics. Mm-hmm. And so just some help with that, with just basically day-to-day career. Mm. So those are 3 examples of people recently that I've...
Okay, that's great, because their college degrees don't guarantee anything these days.
No, and that's a lot of money to put out to
yes,
find out
is.
You're going to be unhappy.
So, you know, even before you go to college, you might want to talk to Lori and get some advice on that.
And I do offer a free coaching session, so we could just sit down for 25 minutes and find out where you are and, you know, if Christian career coaching is right for you.
Excellent. Melanie, tell us about some of the people that you talk to.
I'd love to. Thanks, Kim. Really, there's several topics that come to the top usually. It's some people may not be at their optimal weight and just can't shed those pounds, or as we talked about earlier, just not getting a good quality sleep can impact almost everything else. Overwhelmed with stress or just fatigued and lacking energy. I know that was part of my challenge a few years ago. I was so weak I couldn't hardly walk up the stairs at work, among other things of having the brain fog and just not being able to focus. But I will share with you a woman I talked with. She was exercising 5 to 6 days a week for over an hour and had a fairly balanced diet, eating, you know, fairly healthy and gaining weight. So when I talked with her, we talked about her life and what had transpired, and she just wasn't recognizing major stressors that had transpired in her life, job changes and other things. And she was dealing with a lot of stress. And stress at that level for long term can tell our body it's in survival mode. So it's storing any nutrients and fat that came along and storing that to protect her. Our bodies are smart and they know when things aren't in balance. So we talked about things that would fit into her lifestyle, things that she could change to make real sustaining changes that would last, finding humor and doing some things she enjoyed, and some other stress reduction techniques that I talk with clients in my coaching programs on. Breathing is one of my favorites, free, and you can do it anywhere. But
we highly advise you do it, right?
So that's where you said earlier, I liked your analogy of the picture. Sometimes we can look at it from a different angle, and sometimes we just need someone else to come into our mm-hmm. life that is objective and can see things from a different perspective and get us back on track. And that's what I try to do with my clients, is help them find those, uncover those root cause of challenges. Because sometimes it's not what we think. It's not always about the food.
That's great points. We could go on, I think, and talk the rest of half of the day, but time doesn't permit. And folks, we just really encourage you. We believe, Susan, that we really bring up quality people to our listeners. And this will be a good use of your time to attend both of these seminars. So once again, plug, 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 Melanie, for those who are just tuning in.
Sure. This Saturday morning, Live a Balanced Life workshop. We will be talking about the different areas in life that can help you get back in balance, regain energy, and simplify your life, tame the financial stress, and grow a deeper relationship with God. Elm Terrace Garden, Saturday morning. But please register today at findhopefortoday.com. /balance, and it will be a fun interactive time with some healthy snacks and materials to help you get back into harmony.
Okay, great. And Laurie, real quickly.
Sure. My workshop is Discover God's Purpose for Your Life on Saturday, October 10th at 8:30 at St. Peter's Church in North Wales. And you could register at findhopefortoday, that's the number 4.com/purpose. And we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Ladies, thank you so much. Great conversation. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Hello and welcome back to It's a New Day. As always, we are so glad to have you with us. We appreciate our listeners. We love to hear from you. Please feel free to call in to 610-539-TALK. That's 8255. Or email us at info@1180wfyl.com. We welcome your comments. And in our last segment here, we are very delighted to welcome Jim Agresti of JustFacts.com. Jim, are we still friends?
We are.
I'm glad to hear that. We've had an interesting morning, folks. But Jim is flexible and a decent person. And we are going to be visiting with Jim on a consistent basis. And I'll tell you what, you're going to have to make it a point to listen in. Jim has so much to offer. I could spend the next half hour reading his resume, but I won't. Jim is president of Just Facts, a think tank dedicated to researching and publishing verifiable facts about public policy issues. His writings have been cited by numerous major media outlets, academic institutions, think tanks, and government entities. A brief sampling includes CBS, PBS, Investors Business Daily, Vanderbilt University, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, National Review, the Huffington Post, Roll Call, Encyclopedia Britannica, the Journal of Global Fault Lines, the Heritage Foundations, PolitiFact, the Wisconsin Legislator, the Oklahoma Department of Labor, the Education Ministry of Northern Ireland. You've seen him on Fox News. Jim holds a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Brown University and has worked as a designer of jet aircraft engines, a technical sales professional, and chief engineer of a firm that customizes helicopters. Whew. He is also the author of Rational Conclusions, a meticulously researched book evidencing factual support for the Bible across a broad array of academic disciplines. Jim, you also show up in Mark Levin's latest book. What's that about? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Let me just say before, Jim, you go into some of the things that Kim has asked you about. To our listeners out there, Jim is an engineer that designed jet aircraft engines. Now, engineers don't lie. They don't talk. They basically make things happen. And anybody that's flown in a jet engine, an airplane, knows how reliable they are and how engineers like Jim are the best of the best. So anybody that changes from that discipline to writing independent thinker kind of things, facts, takes that mindset that he used to design jet engines over into his new occupation. So we're really, really pleased to have you on the show, and chief engineer of a firm that customizes helicopters. I was just wondering what that firm is, because we work with several helicopter firms, including Boeing and Ridley Park, in our other business.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for your kind words, both of you. The helicopter firm is Air Concepts International. It's out of Moonaki, New Jersey.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought it might be a former Piasecki firm that operates here in Essington, but they do similar things, I guess. But yes, thank you. But I do appreciate your expertise, and I also appreciate that the Clinton campaign has criticized you, because anybody that the Clintons don't like, I instinctively like. So thank you for that, too.
Well, thank you again. So getting back to your question, Kim, about Mark Levin in his new book, Plunder and Deceit, he quotes some data on the growth of social spending over time and the incredible growth, how it has come to consume just a greater and greater share of our federal government spending. And he cites some data on that. And if you check the footnote, you'll see that he cited our research on the national debt. And we've had hundreds, literally hundreds of people from across the political spectrum cite our work in this manner. We have very well-documented research, and we're after truth. We don't express opinions. How people want to interpret that facts is not our business. But our business is in getting the facts right, getting the truth to people.
And you've told us that you've been pushed to interpret that, and you resist that. You don't want to get into that.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, you cannot get on a TV show or a radio show and just cite bland facts like a computer. So, you know, I toss in my views here and there. What I generally try to resist is when people ask me to speculate on the views of others. One of the common things we do is we debunk false assertions in the press. And some of the questions I sometimes get are along the lines of, well, why do you think they would say something like that if it weren't true? And I really don't like to speculate as to people's motives. I think if we're honest with ourselves, the Bible says, you know, the heart is very difficult to discern. It's oftentimes difficult to discern our own motives if we're being honest with ourselves. So I don't like to get into others' motives as well.
Great point, Jim. And I appreciate that. Also, we should mention that along with justfacts.org, and I hope you will talk about your website.
.com, by the way.
.com, excuse me, justfacts.com. But if you'll also talk about your book, Rational Conclusions, which, folks, it's a meticulously researched book evidencing factual support for the Bible across a broad array of academic disciplines, if you would address both of those.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a church which we attended not very faithfully, but kind of regularly. And at that church, you know, I was taught the basics of what to believe, but nobody really told me why I should believe it. And I was getting conflicting messages from school and from people I knew and from the media. And around the age of 13, I utterly rejected. I decided I don't believe any of what they're teaching me in church. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the Bible. It's irrational. I thought it was something that people made up to explain elements of nature they couldn't understand or as a crutch to help them deal with the hard realities of life. So I became an atheist around the age of 13, and I stayed that way until around the age of 25 when someone gave me a Bible, which I read from cover to cover over the course of a year. And what I found absolutely astounded me. It matched with what I knew of a broad array of sciences and academic disciplines. And I became a Christian. I decided this was the truth, and it was accurate. And over the course of many years, over decades, the next two decades, I continued researching these matters, and 10 years into that, I decided to put it in the form of a book. And I put about 14,000 hours into writing this book. And what's really unique about it is that the documentation, the level of documentation, is really, really thorough. If you check on the footnotes, and there's more than 2,000 of them, you will see we cite the primary sources, we cite the exact verbiage or data from those sources that substantiate what I'm saying. So it's meant to be given to someone or used by someone to give to someone who's truly skeptical and wants to know the truth. Not someone who is skeptical in a way where they just are resistant to the truth, but someone who wants to know, how do you know that and how do you know that you know that?
So definitely, you know, as you're speaking, Jim, you know, you communicate to me that God not only dealt with you on the heart level, but on the intellectual level, faith is not for dummies or for the intellectually challenged. When you research the facts, you find that the Bible more than holds up to very close scrutiny.
Absolutely. And in fact, Hebrews 11:1 states that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that word evidence, if you look at it in the original Greek, it stands for, it's pronounced alehos. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but that's the gist of it. And it means proof, a reason, a proof or an evidence.
So Bible-believing people are not people who believe blindly, who believe unintelligently. God gives us a lot of information. And how do faith reason interact with one another? What is your experience?
Well, I think all of us are different. And I think there are people that do have the faith of a child, and that is a wonderful thing. And they're willing to accept it without any evidence. But that's not the way God made me or the way I was wired. And it's not the way a lot of people are wired. And I think a lot of people in the church today are making the mistake of saying, well, this is just a matter of faith. I don't really care about facts. I don't want to argue with people. I just want to be kind to people and let my light shine in that manner. But there are all sorts of opportunities to appeal to people with logic and evidence. Now, the common term for that is the word apologetics. But to be frank, I don't really like that word because, first of all, it's only one letter removed from apologetic, and we're not apologizing for the Christian faith. Secondly, if you look at the Greek root of that word, it's defense. And I think we should actually be on the offense with the gospel and the Bible and telling people the truth and sharing that with them. And
amen.
If we're not doing that, I have to tell you, especially if you have children, you should be aware that other people, whether it be friends, teachers, professors, movie makers, recording artists, they are going to use evidence, logic, and rhetoric to try to persuade your child that some element of the Bible is wrong. And this could be a direct assault on the existence of God, or it may be a moral belief at odds with the Bible. But if you have not equipped your children with enough facts and evidence to know why the Bible is right, you drastically increase the chances that they will embrace the views of the person who presents a more compelling case, whether it is true or not.
We're going to have to come back.
We'll be right back.
And you just feel like you're out of focus, not quite sure how you should respond as a follower of Jesus Christ? Well, that's what In the Market is designed to do. We take a look at those headlines. We take a look at that news, but we do it in a markedly different way. We look at it through the lens of Scripture. Why? So you'll go out in the marketplace of ideas for His sake. Join us for In the Market with Janet Parshall.
We are pleased to be adding Janet Parshall to our program schedule, Sundays at 12:05, right here on 1180 AM, WFYL, working for your liberty.
Being considerate and generous towards the needs of others is important to God. From Scripture, we know that God loves a cheerful giver.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. Blessing others can be a great motivation for us to consistently save and invest. Over the years, I have worked with many believers like you to help them develop a plan that allows them to give generously, save responsibly, and spend wisely.
For solid biblical financial planning, call MFB Wealth Management at 215-723-8999. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Also on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genius Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? I know you always said how important it is, but the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading by Linda Monk says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians for Restoring Education brought you this message. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Without God, liberty will not last. A quote from Thomas Jefferson.
Good morning and welcome back to It's a New Day. I'm Kim Kennedy with Elle and Susan Locke.
Good morning, everyone. We're so happy to have you with us today.
We're really happy to have Jim with us. Everything that he said at the close of the last segment is true. We have a Sunday program, The Lion's Den with Glenn Bailey. He goes around to a good percentage of the major intellectual universities in the United States, and he interviews outstanding Christians in those universities, professors, and they're all from the aerospace department. They're all the smartest and the best, the physicists, and they exactly say what Jim is saying, that there is documentation, it's rational. An engineer or a scientist believes in Jesus Christ and God. It's beyond dispute, the brightest and best in the nation. But to hear our normal news media, they basically don't echo that sentiment at all. So thanks for being who you are, Jim, and making this so evident to more Americans. I appreciate your...
I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. Susan, I didn't realize you were on the line. Hello?
Yes, hello. It's wonderful to have you with us today, Jim. And I'm just looking at some of the examples here from Just Facts, a resource for independent thinkers, which is what you're doing such great work on. And if I could just share this one thing. During a rousing speech in Pittsburgh on Labor Day, Joe Biden said that people working in a steel, this is a quote, working in a steel mill, making $50,000 a year, pay higher tax rates than people who make tens of millions of dollars on Wall Street. And you say that statement is demonstrably false, and like similar claims, it is based upon incomplete measures of taxes and income. It also reinforces a common misconception about taxes on capital gains. I just thank you for what you're doing to expose these ridiculous misconceptions that are out there.
Well, I'll tell you something. I see this so frequently because the media has just been pounding this so relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at these analyses put out by people like factcheck.org and PolitiFact and the Washington Post and a lot of big names that people trust for this kind of information, they are blatantly dishonest.
Mm-hmm. That's
because
right.
What
propaganda.
They all engage in, they're beyond, because these are people that should know better. And I think they do know better.
Exactly.
And they either take out some of the taxes or take out some of the income. And what I show in this particular article you're referencing is that if you look at all of the data, and I'm talking about, again, using primary sources,
mm-hmm.
in this case, the Congressional Budget Office, which is corroborated by the Tax Policy Center, which isn't a primary source, but a very respected left-of-center think tank, you'll see that the data is nothing like what they show, and that these people that are earning enormous amounts of income are not just paying enormous amounts of taxes. They're paying much higher tax rates than the middle class, more than twice as high, about 2.7 times as high.
Right.
Well, we appreciate your attention to the fact, and we look to get more of these facts out because, folks, Jim is going to be joining us on a monthly basis to have conversations about various topics and to discuss the truth about them. And, Jim, as you were talking earlier, I was thinking about Ken Ham's book, Already Gone. Ken Ham is the director of Answers in Genesis, and he... You echo what he said. I don't know which one of you said it first, but you said not just being told what to think, but why to think it. Can you continue on with that?
Well, sure. I mean, in every area of our lives, when we are trying to convince people of something and achieve some sort of positive result, we often gather and appeal to fact. When you buy something, you get the facts on the product or service. When you need to make a decision in your family, you deal with the facts of the matter. But yet, so many Christians have become unwilling or haven't taken the time to become equipped to do this in order to share Christ with other people and with their children. And I think this is an enormous mistake because God made us rational beings. He explicitly told us in the Bible that part of faith is evidence, and we need to equip ourselves and others with that evidence, I think, in order to effectively share the gospel. I've heard people say that, you know, Jesus never argued anyone into the kingdom. But I'm not talking about arguing. I'm talking about sharing evidence in a godly, kind way with people in accordance with Hebrews 1:11. And I should also point out that Jesus often used evidence and logic to lead people to the kingdom, and he was very quick to confront illogical and counterfactual notions. He did this with the Pharisees, Sadducees, and his disciples. It's all through the Gospels. You also see Paul doing this, John doing this. It is throughout the Gospels. So I just think instead of thinking we figured out a better way to share the gospel than these people, than Jesus, Paul, we should follow the model that they've laid out for us.
It's very good.
Amen.
Yeah, it's well said. Well said, Jim. As you're talking, I'm thinking of Paul on Mars Hill, you know, talking about the unknown God that they're worshiping, and then he appeals to them and doesn't give some emotional, flame-throwing speech. He talks logic and common sense.
Absolutely. The Bible says he reasoned with the people of Athens. And what's really neat about this, too, there's a really good message in here, is that he met them on their terms. He got into their head, and he didn't say, well, I believe this, it works for me. He said, okay, where are their mindsets out? Oh, they have this unknown God. Well, let me tell you who this unknown God is. He started where people were. He didn't expect them to just come over to his side. He got on their side. And when he did that, by the way, he then brought them over. I think there's another fallacy in Christianity where we're trying to be too empathetic to people and we're trying to connect with them, which is good. We should do that. But then we fail to bring them over to the side of truth. We just leave them where they are. And that is a massive mistake. Hey, I'm just going to be their friend, and eventually they're going to figure this out. No, sometimes you need to speak up.
Jim, this is wonderful. And right now we're just giving a taste of what you have to offer and what we'll be talking at greater length on a once-a-month basis. So, folks, we just want to encourage you to tune in on a monthly basis. We'll put it on the website, and we'll let you know when Jim's going to be back on. Jim Agresti is with JustFacts.com. And we have so much more to talk about, but we just wanted to do an introduction today. And Jim, we thank you for calling in and being with us, and we look forward to your return.
I'd just like to remind everyone, we're speaking with Jim Agresti, as Kim said, and he is a primary researcher. He researches all of these major public policy issues. And if you go to justfacts.com, you'll see the mission and vision of Just Facts is to research and publish verifiable facts about the leading public policy issues of our time. He covers everything that you can think of. Jim, can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, actually, we're not quite covering everything just yet. We're working towards that. But if you click on any issue that we have on our homepage there, let's just take the national debt, for example. You will just find a wealth of research. Again, no opinions, just very well-documented research with primary sources about every major aspect of the issue. So the idea is simply to get people the truth. Now, that's not enough, I think, to affect positive change. I think we also have to have a moral foundation. That is not the work of Just Facts. The work of Just Facts is to get the truth to people. There are other awesome organizations that do a lot of good work in teaching principles and morals. We're not one of them. It's just a resource. Our slogan is a resource for independent thinkers.
Well, that's wonderful.
And those facts have implications.
You also have a fact app for the iPhone, which people can check out. If they go to Just Facts, they can find this information. Our time is running out. We are so grateful that you could be with us today. We look forward to having you come back and join us again.
Jim, indeed, is a national resource. I advise all our listeners to basically search him out on the
internet. Yes, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Kim Allen and Susan, thank you.
You're
Have a
welcome.
Wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
The Apostle Paul gave critical counsel, important for Timothy and applicable to us. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The Apostle Paul said, as a believer, you've been saved and called. You've been given great responsibility as a preacher, teacher, and soldier. He said, "The calling is divine. The opposition is demonic. In fact, perilous and frightful times will come. Expect it. But be strong, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power." He said, "God has not made us to be fearful or afraid during unsettling times. To the contrary, He's given us the spirit of power, the power to successfully encounter foes and dangers, the power to bear up under trials, the power to triumph in persecution. Therefore," he said, "don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ and the gospel." I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network reminding you, in the face of danger, go forward in the strength of God's power.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.